When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
With the Better Yourself podcast coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Make sure that you download the iHeartRadio app and tune in and type in 99.7 space duh, D-A space heat, H-E-A-T space Miami, M-I-A-M-I, and you will be able to listen to some of the dopest music in the world from pop, R&B, hip-hop, EDM, as well as we play Uncut Diamonds in the World of Music. You'll also hear a song called Tell Me by a very multi-talented artist named Jaquandus. Her song Tell Me plays every day from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, and it plays every night between 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern on 99.7 Heat Miami, and it plays randomly as well. So her song is gaining a lot of traction on our platform. The Better Yourself podcast is special. We are one of the top podcasts on Apple. We're in the top 100. We've been in the top 100 now for about 8 weeks now. Over 10,000 downloads a week to our podcast. So we're honored to be sharing this podcast with future icons of tomorrow. The Empress I'm talking to today, Empress is higher than Queen, basically. The Empress I'm speaking with today is truly amazing. The thing I love about her, and I mean her, H-E-R, she all caps her, is that she personifies the word faith. Because you cannot, when you hear her say, I am doing this, this will happen, you can feel it in your soul. Because she's a leader. And leaders are born and not created. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking to somebody that not only do we highly respect, but she is killing it out here, and she's such a beautiful, creative soul. Jaquandus, welcome to the Better Yourself podcast. How you feeling?
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I'm feeling good. How are you?
How you doing? Feeling great. Listen, you know I had to give you that big boy intro. You already know.
I appreciate it.
Listen, break down to the audience, right? Like, how did you break down to the audience? Like, how did you feel when you read that press release I wrote about you on 24?
Man, it was so uplifting, so empowering, just exactly what women around the world should feel and, you know, about themselves and, you know, just being able to be a part of something so special as far as the release, the press release is concerned. It was huge for me.
Yeah. And what did you think of the title?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, the words just in general, like unthinkable, that word unthinkable in itself is just like, okay, imagination, you know? It's like, the wording was just, it was perfection.
Yeah, I felt like the title fit you tremendously. And most importantly, you know, you personify courage and faith. What's your definition of faith?
That's a great question.
Thank you, boss.
My definition of faith is perseverance. It's channeling everything within you and knowing that even if you have one simple vision of, yes, this could happen, yes, I can do this, then it can be done if it's God's will.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain your definition of walking in faith, because, you know, a lot of that's a great definition of faith, by the way. But how does Jaquandus walk in faith? Like, how do you live by what you say?
By simply being true to who I am. By
whatever you did, it shifted the it sound muffled a little bit. Go back to where you were.
By being true to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But
how hard is that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish your statement. Go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead.
No, like for a lot of people in this industry, especially with women, you know, they put so much pressure on women regarding just everything from how they should look, how they should sound, you know, everything. Like, how difficult is it for women in your mind to stay true to themselves? Because women are the most unprotected. Well, the black woman is the most unprotected person in music, period, in my opinion.
It is extremely difficult. But if you understand and, well, I wouldn't even say understand. If you know what's going on around you and tap into who you are and exude everything that you want to be and who you are and believe in, then there's no way you can go wrong in that, in this dark world.
Definitely. Let me tap into this. When you think about the faith you have in yourself and the faith you have in your future in this game, where does that strength come from? Like, where did it come from, and just how did it all come together?
The strength comes from within me, period. It's just something that's always been a part of who I am. Music is a daily part and aspect of my life. And it's been, you know, a pleasure. It's been an honor. So it's almost easy because it was what I was born to do, even though it's not easy. But being faithful is to it.
Let me ask you this. You are traveling down a road that's going to require you to make a lot of changes, to be super patient, that's going to put you underneath some of the brightest lights in the world. Have you thought about this? Have you really thought about the strain that's going to put on the people who love you the most, even your partner?
Oh, yes. I think about it often, but I've always been a strong believer that change is inevitable. And in order to grow, whether that's with your partner, your family members, your friends, unless you outgrow them, you know, but for the most part, the people that love and support you and truly have your best interests at heart, there's no way, once again, that you can go wrong if you just, you know, be true to who you are.
True. But let me go in this way, right? You, and I'm just saying this respectfully, you are a beautiful person. You are an amazing singer. You are a black woman in this game. And you're going to have a lot of hate, but you're going to have a lot of predators coming after you, even people in suit and ties. I want you to break down to the audience, you know, why you feel you won't fold under the pressure.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, first of all. That's first and foremost. So, you know, that comes with it. If you just pay attention and focus on what you should be focused on, and if they talking about you, you're doing something right. As long as you are being graceful and doing what you're supposed to do, you know what I mean? And living in your truth, and you're good. But other than that, like, I mean, that just comes with it. And I've, you know, been fortunate to be able to surpass situations, and I haven't come against certain things quite yet in my career that I've, you know, had to really bounce back from, but I'm not worried about that at all. I just tell people to keep it moving. Do you stay off the internet? Don't read the comments if that's what you need to do, if it's going to affect you. But look in the mirror, know who you are, and don't worry about that.
Definitely. Let me go into this part here. When you think about the type of music you want to create. How do you feel people will respond to it? Like, explain the type of music you are creating now.
Yes, I am very intentional in my music making, very selfish in a sense of, I love to say I make music for me. And, you know, being relatable, I mean, I write music about my experiences, my family's experiences, people around me, you know, my imagination. It could just be a story being told. So I feel like we know what's relatable, and what I feel in my heart is what I write and what I put down. So being relatable for me and what my music exudes is relatability, especially for women. And I love that men tap into. It's an honor.
From the perspective of you being able, to do tour and travel, explain how the live performance aspect makes you feel as an artist.
It's a beautiful, overwhelming feeling to be able to reach people and to see the looks on people's faces and to know that people genuinely want to connect with you and to see what you have going on in the future and to stay connected, you know, it's just a blessing in itself. It's a beautiful feeling to be able to go around and to, you know, share my gift with the world. It's a different experience. That's really unexplainable. I feel chills, and I mean, it's amazing.
Let me go into this part here. When it comes to you being able to, like, take your message of love, life, and passion, you know, like, I put that Mary J. Blige song in your story, and, like, everybody loved it. I loved it. But, like, basically, what type of message from an R&B perspective, then I'm going to get into the rap part, what type of message from the R&B perspective does your music give, send to people?
Love yourself. Embrace your heartbreak. Embrace your experiences. Embrace your downfalls. It's okay to fail. You know, if you're failing, that means you tried and you're doing something right. That's what I would say more than anything.
So let me ask you this. When you're from an R&B perspective, and then we're going to go to the hip hop part. Mm-hmm. When you are doing your hip hop aspect of, explain that type of person you are, and then
let go. Don't give a, you know what, you know, let it all out. Like, it's a different personality. It's a different person. You know, whoever that is, whatever you do suppress, whatever it is, if you feel cool that day, if you feel, you know, like you need to let some heat off your chest, that's who that woman is when she's rapping.
When you get into the booth and you turn and do the rap part, like, explain the switch, because there's like a switch with you. Because you're a whole different person. Because that's the crazy thing about your sound. Like, you go from the R&B Tell Me to the rap part. Because remember when I told you in your visual brand overview analysis, that rap part was crazy. Like, how do you switch that? Break that part down.
Being in a booth is magic, first of all. But it just comes out, like, whatever I was feeling in the moment when I wrote it. Because most times when I rap, it's pre-written. Like, it's something I write in the car. Or it's something I write in the shower and just write in. But in the booth, I mean, it's magic. Something kind of takes over me, and I love it because I can do it. Even though it's not my go-to, it's not what I want to do. R&B is my love. But the rapping part is just like, yeah, let me show y'all. Like, let me dance. Let me dance with y'all a little bit. For the most part.
I want to say this. Because you pretty much a two-way artist, from the business side, like, what does the business empire look like for you? Like, what do you want to build? Like, clothing, merch, kind of get actress? Because, I mean, you can do everything, in my opinion. I'm not just bragging
on you because
I rock with you, but, like, explain the business empire of you.
I want to build generational wealth. Financial freedom. I want to be able to, like you said, just as you said, I believe I can do just about anything. If I'm good at it, I'm pretty much good at it. If I'm bad at it, I need to stay away from it. So I just want to build, ultimately, my end goal is generational wealth and for my family to be set and to do all that I can and to keep helping others and to keep just reaching goals that I never imagined.
Like, you thinking what, clothing? You thinking about it makeup? What are some of your aspirations?
Aspirations, I mean, self-help. I want to have a women empowerment brand where we travel and we have guest speakers, panel speakers, and, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur or work a 9-to-5 or a stay-at-home mom, you know, you just really tap into your passion, tap into who you are as a woman. I have a dance fitness brand where I want a fitness spa eventually, and, you know, not to refranchise, but to be, you know, in many different areas and for people to come and be able to have journal rooms and saunas. I mean, I have big dreams. If I tell you all of them, we'll be
here. Not all of them. I'm just talking.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when I say generational wealth, it's more so when I say being true to yourself, that's my message. That's who I am. So I love to dance. I love to sing. If it's clothing, cool. I throw that in there too. Makeup, I can do makeup. It's cool to do some get ready with me. That's cool too. But as far as my brand is, you know, and what I want to do as far as financially, there's not like a certain thing. There will be many things. And yeah.
How's your mental health these days? You know, mental health is a hot topic. How's your mental health and, like, what's some of the things you do?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
To just woosah and, like, you know, keep yourself level. Gym, spa, massage, like, kind of give us a kind of look into your world.
Yes, mental health is great these days. I mean, I'm blessed. I'm seeing the world in a completely different light, and just in general, just getting older and getting wiser and having a support system, having people behind me, having, you know, being able to look in the mirror and having myself and being able to really love myself and speak truth into myself and stay in charge. And, you know, so many things that I want to, you know, like, I mean, it's a beautiful feeling as far as my mental health is concerned. I feel very blessed.
Good. Where can you believe we're over halfway into the year? That's crazy. We're in July. Talk to me about this, the last 5 months of the year, like say July, August, September, October, November, December, basically like 5 months left. Like, what do you explain your vision for the next 5 months? What are at least two things you want to do?
Yeah, man, I'm going to have a few 12 week years, but two things I want to do is, I want to definitely put out a project. And I just want to put out a few more visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two major goals that I have for the end of the year, for the next 5 months. But yeah.
Music is your life.
Yes.
Well, music is a part of your life, you know, because you have a whole world, universe you've built. But one of the things I want to say to you is this. When it comes to your empire, your family, your music, social media, like, when you take all of those things, you're 9 to 5, building all these ingredients are mixing right now for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Explain how do you fit everything?
Time blocks, managing your time wisely, you know, knowing that everybody has the same 24 hours, you know, don't YouTube yourself to death looking at, you know, a bunch of videos every day and not doing anything about it. But, you know, you got to manage your time and be very, very intentional and know that you have an end goal. Look at that vision board, you know, look at that vision map.
Mm-hmm.
Say to yourself, okay, I gotta get this done. I know I'm tired, but if I don't go to the gym at this show, I'm not gonna like how I look. You know, whatever it is that makes you, you know, manage your time and prioritize what's important. If you, you know, slack off and indulge in the things that make you comfortable, then you'll forever be there. So manage your time appropriately and have people around you that will tell you the same and uplift you, or that you can uplift, you know, as well.
When it comes to, like, when it comes to your physical presence, like, I know you work out. How often do you work out, and what is your gym regimen like?
It is hard. So I try to work out 5 days a week. Sometimes it turns into three. Sometimes it could be four. Whether that's going to the gym, I have to do at least 30 minutes of cardio. And then, like, you know, just a little bit of weightlifting or some body weight, you know, HIIT workouts. But I have to be very, oh my goodness, it's so hard as a woman. My women feel me. Especially when you get up there, that metabolism, you know, does what it wants to do. But I've been doing good, and I have, you know, goals, and I plan to reach them. So 5 days a week, you know, with some cheating here and there, you know, is my go-to.
Mm-hmm. How often, they say geniuses always talk to themselves. How often do you find yourself talking to yourself?
Very often. Very often.
What you been saying lately?
All kinds of things. Like, girl, you know you can do it. Like, you did it. Like, don't play with you. Like, wow. You know, like, look at you. I say all kinds of things to myself.
So you ready to be on the road, let's just say, 6 months out of the year, you ready to sign these autographs for hours. You ready to have your social media going crazy with people sending all kind of messages. You ready for all of that right now, right? We good?
Not necessarily. I like my peace, but if I have to be ready for it, then guess what? I'm going to be managing my time and signing them autographs.
You ready for it? I already know. I know you're ready for it. Definitely ready for it, for sure. One thing about you, you know, you're not going to step up to the plate. You're going to always step up to the plate and make things happen. That's one thing about you that I respect tenfold.
I appreciate it.
You've been in the game. I met you 2017, which was crazy. And it's 2024 now. And what makes this run special for you? Like, why the urgency?
It is just a blessing. It's the urgency because it's not happening overnight. You know what I mean? It's like, this is the process. It's trusting the process. And that's exactly what I did. And it being full circle is like you trusting the process as well and even giving me another opportunity is amazing. So it feels great.
Mm-hmm. We always preach in, you know, the grind, because here's the thing. The things that you have to pay for are easy. The things you have to work for are hard. That's just a mantra we live by here at Radio Pushers. And, you know, I always tell people that because it's true. When you think about the momentum you have to create for your brand, because you already dope. You make great music.
Thank you.
But you have to continuously make music. Like, if you go make a hit right now and it goes platinum, the record label is going to want you to create another platinum record. Explain to the audience, how do you deal with pressure, and how would you handle that type of pressure?
It's hard. It's a daily struggle as an independent artist, figuring out what that next thing is. And my advice, and it may not be good advice or the best advice, but it's to block out the noise. You know what you have to do. You know what you need to do next. The same way you put out that platinum hit or whatever it is that you put out, you know you have to do it again. So center yourself. Be mindful. Practice mindfulness. And, you know, just take a deep breath and, you know, don't take a break. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool to, like I said, have little cheat sheets and, you know, have a little ice cream here and there, but not for real. You know what I'm saying? You have a goal. And when it's time to put out that next thing, or that you need to set up content days, and you need to have, you know, your stuff back to back to back. And if you don't have it done and you know you should, then just get it done. So, yeah.
Definitely. Well, I'll say this. You say all the right things, but you also do but you also are committed to putting in the work. That's why I respect you.
Thank you.
Because you've always, like, anytime I speak to you, you could be going to a graduation or doing this or doing that, but you're always up for the challenge. I will challenge you this way. And I'm only saying this because we care about you at Radio Pushers. The things that you don't have to pay for are the things that you got to work the hardest at. That Monday board is like your Stairmaster. Nobody likes being on the Stairmaster.
Right.
But when you see women on the Stairmaster, it's always, most of the time, it's women that are already in shape because they've worked so hard to be able to deal with this. Because Stairmaster is hard, man. Mm-hmm. It gets difficult. You got to grind it out. So continue to work, because those are where the people are. And that's the whole thing. Getting to the people, that's the part. Once you get to the people, anybody that listens to your music, come to your Instagram, they're going to see what we see. They're going to see what your family sees, what your social media followers sees. But you got to be obsessed with interacting, because everything else is going to take care of itself. If you know you can cook, all you got to do is get your food out to people. That's why people give out free samples. So The free samples of Jaquanda's is off the chain, because we love it. You know?
Thank you.
Definitely, we love it. What's something about you, and you don't have to say it all, just give me one thing that's maybe what's an insecurity that you fight that you got to tighten up on? Good question.
Thinking I could take a break.
That's a good question right there.
Yeah, you got down with that one. Thinking I could take a break. Thinking I could chill. That's an insecurity that I have. Like, knowing that sometimes I put motivation over discipline when it should be the other way around. I want to be able to really snap out of it each and every time, but sometimes it's not easy. So having people around you to remind you feels good.
I can respect that. Now that I can respect. I love your honesty.
Thank you.
When you think about legacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does legacy look like for you with the music game? Like, what does it look like?
Legacy looks like ongoing infinity. It looks like something massive, something special. It looks like me finally, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not just about the Grammys and about, you know, the awards you win, but really knowing that I have these young girls and, you know, young women and, you know, young men who can relate to what I'm saying. So legacy for me just looks like, and the music industry just looks like you said, putting in that work, interacting and reaching those people who want to hear what I have to say and vice versa.
Yeah, I feel that your voice, no, I'm pretty secure that your voice is going to be around. It's going to be around for a long time. I will say this. I do feel like you have a career in acting. I really do.
Thank you.
So I feel like you can be on those Lifetime movies for real.
I would love to do that.
For sure. I can see you like,
go ahead and pitch me.
I can see you like killing your boyfriend or your husband and covering it up. Something like that.
Oh, goodness. Tyler Perry.
Well, you know, they always have, you know, they're going to put you on that show first.
Yeah, of course.
You know, just to test you out.
Right.
Yeah, and then they're going to move you over to the love story. You know how.
Right.
You got to kill somebody first on the show.
Right. So, it's Lifetime.
No, but you just have a natural charisma about you. You have a natural charisma. You have a natural coolness, man. You cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Thanks. I like to think so as well.
You do, for real, though. One more thing. Do you cook? Do you like to cook?
Man, you asked me this before and it always puts me on the spot.
Did I ask you that before?
I cook for my man. But do I like to cook? No. And
oh, that's right. I did ask you. I just want to make sure. You know,
I'm busy. Can we take that question off the list?
It's off the list. Listen, you know my interviews are like no script. So you
I know. Go. I'm joking.
Yeah, I got you. So,
I can latest cook,
movies.
Y'all.
So, I mean, have you been to the movies lately? You want to saw Bad Boys?
I haven't seen it yet. We're going to go see it soon.
All right, cool. Definitely. Take some you time.
For sure.
But I would like for you to do this. I want you to check out this app called, go to this website called usemotion.com. Use motion, M-O-T-I-O-N. The busier you get, the more of a schedule you're going to need. So Use Motion is an AI scheduler that if you don't do something, it won't let you schedule something up.
Gotcha.
So, but I want you to manage your time. Your time is your most valuable asset.
Yes, it is.
So I just want you to remember this now. You got to manage every second like your life depends on. Because if you don't, what'll happen is you will lose out on opportunity. And your thing is real. Let me just give you some, let me speak some affirmations into your life. You are going to make. You are. But I want you to embrace your pain and embrace the grind. I have an audio book. I want you to listen to it on Apple. You have Apple Music on your phone?
I do.
Look up The Millennial General. You know my profile. I have an audio book. THEMILLENNIAL. The Millennial. MILLENNIAL General. Listen to Embrace Your Pain.
Okay.
But I want you to manage your time and prioritize what is important. Do that every single day before you start your day. Because remember, you're not living a normal life. You're trying to walk into a light that very few people do, but you will do it. I believe in you, and we believe in you, and I've always believed because you have. Because it's not your physical talents that make you successful. It's the intangibles that make you a star. So, and that's what you have. You do the things that people don't want to do. That's how you become great, doing the things that people don't regularly do. You know what I'm saying?
And that's right.
So I got you. So anyway, I'm going to tap in with you. What did you enjoy most about being on the Better Yourself podcast tonight? Talk to me.
That it just gets better and better each podcast. So okay. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I love it.
Listen, you know, I got to have you on the Ambition Over Fear, because on that one we talk about mental health and how you and family life and personal life. And we talk about how Generation Z artists are juggling everything and dealing with and your concerns about the world and things that you want to change and improve into the world. Just give people a human side of you. So we got to do that next Ambition Over Fear. We got to do.
Sounds good to me.
And we got to do that fashion podcast, because your drip is crazy.
Thanks.
Your drip is crazy. People, give out your Instagram handle so people can tap in with you on Instagram. Spell your name out slowly and loud.
Of course. You guys can follow me at Jaquandus. That's at JAQUANDICE. Again, that's JAQUANDICE. And that's on all platforms.
God, and thank you so much for working hard. Thank you so much for trusting the process of Radio Pushers. And it just means a lot. So we're honored to be working with you.
Thank you. I am honored to be working with you all.
All right. Don't forget to hit that red button to leave. Peace and love. Let's get it.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.